This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, February 19th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. This month has many special days to celebrate, and one that is just a few days away, this Tuesday, February 22nd, will be World Thinking Day. Actually, a day celebrated by guide and scout organizations around the world to help appreciate other cultures and countries and increase our awareness of global concerns. In a month where we're encouraged to open our heart and follow it, this World Thinking Day can be one that encourages us to think about the subjects the guide and scouts focus on, but it can also reach all of us and encourage us to use our brains to contemplate our lives. A time to make decisions based on facts as well as follow our heart and trust our guts. In these challenging COVID times, now more than ever, we need to inform ourselves before we take action. We must rely on medical professionals and scientists to evaluate and guide us through the pandemic. Also, in each aspect of our lives, there are experts who can have the knowledge and expertise to share so we can think before we act. We are able to take time to educate ourselves before we proceed. Information, solid and true, can light our way so we can chart our course and follow our dreams despite these chaotic times. Sometimes our search for knowledge shakes us and we're forced to reflect, reevaluate, and make a change of direction. There's nothing wrong in this. Better to find our way forward, making measured steps, than being immobilized because we don't know where to go. Thankfully, we need not start at A to get to Z. Experts who share and guide us can show us our way around and over obstacles and set us on a fresh path we may never have discovered without them. All we need do is try our best to accomplish what will make us happy. We can follow our hearts, but we can also use our minds to find fresh ideas that will give us the steps to make our dreams a reality. We don't regret taking action after exploring possibilities and determining what's best for us, but we will likely regret not doing something, not trying. Since our actions do have consequences, it's our responsibility to think things through. Ignorance may be bliss, but it does not pave a way to success. By getting educated, by informing ourselves, considering the pros and cons before we act, we don't guarantee ourselves a perfect outcome, but we can avert some of the bumps in our path and feel confident we have sought the knowledge we need and help us accomplish what we look for. We can find our path to a successful outcome. We have the capacity to be kind and loving and use our hearts. We also have minds to reason, to contemplate ideas, and arrive at logical conclusions. The heart-mind combo is a winning one. So regardless of what is on your to-do list, whatever goals you strive to accomplish, remember you can share your thoughts and open your heart to build relationships, and when you do, you'll build a bridge to your reality. We are stronger together. For you, the listeners of From a Woman's Perspective, know that you have a team of experts behind you and with you. We are a phone call or email away. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns www.radioonradio.ca. Just click on Radio Sponsor Expert List and you'll have our information. And as always, you're very welcome to call me directly at 416-504-6777. There's an old expression, a trouble shared is halved, and it's true. A trouble shared is halved, and it's true. By learning what you can from your experts here and putting our knowledge and experience to use, you'll be able to live well, sleep more peacefully, knowing you sought knowledge and did the best you could. Now take a breath. Open your mind to fresh ideas and plan to enjoy learning from a woman's perspective in this hour here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us so we can learn more about investing for our future tax efficiently. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, you know, Marilyn, over the years, and we've been at this for many years, haven't we? A lot of listeners have called Leslie and I to ask questions, make comments, and get a second opinion. And we know from speaking with so many of our listeners that generally, not surprisingly, people want to feel secure about their finances. And as importantly, people want to feel confident that their financial affairs will pass as quickly, cost-effectively, and easily as possible to the next generation. I've heard the statement countless times, I don't want my estate to be trouble for my kids. I've heard many times people say things like, I'd rather pay some tax or insurance costs today just to be sure the estate is easy for the kids to handle when the time comes. Of course, that's not the case for everybody, but it's definitely out there. In fact, just 2 weeks ago, I was speaking with a couple who are planning to wind up their holding company now and pay the tax now themselves so it won't be as difficult for their kids when settling their estate. So to be clear, I'm not recommending that, and of course that sort of decision most certainly requires a lot of discussion and input with your accountant. However, it does highlight how important it is to many people that their estate settles quickly, cost-effectively, and easily. And in order to do that, you need to get your docs in order. This was the case for Barb and Rashika. And in order to help get them and help you keep your docs in order, you know, we have a very helpful process where we double-check and make sure that it's part of the regular routine. I mean, surely you may think of these 5 things when you're considering estate planning. Number one, who's your power of attorney for health care? For finance, it's called power of attorney for property. How long has it been since your will was updated? Are there changes that have happened in your life that make you think it's time? What about your executors? Are they still the right executors? Are some of your beneficiaries now 18, and when you originally did the will, they weren't? So that means how those beneficiaries can receive the money changes. And number 5, have you considered strategies to reduce probate and speed estate settlement? Surely these are questions and more that will be part of any financial advisor or wealth manager's discussion. Unfortunately, they're not. The problem is that many financial advisors focus all their energy on numbers and don't take this holistic approach, as well as on top of focusing on return and performance, because of course, getting a good return on your money is critically important. Our process, our personal roadmap, does focus on both, and that's why Bob and Rashika came to see me. Bob and Rashika were beginning to feel anxious about whether their estate was properly set up to quickly, easily, and cost-effectively transfer their wealth to their kids. And they weren't getting direction from their financial advisor on how to move forward. We believe you deserve to feel calm and confident that your estate is in good shape and you don't need to worry about it. We understand what you're going through. We don't just care about your money. We care about you and those people and causes that are important to you. That's why we've developed your personal roadmap process to help you check the boxes and make sure your docs are in order around estate planning. Here's how we do it. 5 things to consider in getting your estate ready for a faster, simpler, cost-effective transfer to your spouse in the event when 2 become 1 and ultimately to your family and beneficiaries. 1, is your power of attorney up to date? Your medical, health care, and financial. 2, are the terms in your wills up to date with your current wishes? 3, are your executors still right? And for some people, we need to consider guardians. 4, do you have beneficiaries that are now 18 or older that can be willed funds differently now? And 5, have you considered strategies to reduce probate and speed your estate settlement? It's all in the documents. So cross your T's and dot your I's. Get your up-to-date documents in place. You can call us to schedule a meeting, or in the meantime, get a copy of our will planning checklist so you can stop worrying about money and instead feel confident and secure.
So I have your number as 416-873-0631. It's about getting your ducks in a row, about thinking about people and money and putting it in order of perspective. People first, money second, and making a plan. If you're thinking about your future, the best way to do it is by having a second opinion and making sure that things are up to date. And it won't cost you anything but time if you call Darren Farwell and the Farwell team at 416-863-7501. Darren, that was valuable information, and thank you for sharing those 5 points. I'm sure you'll share them with listeners more specifically when they call.
Yes, I'm happy to share them, or if someone wants to email us at the Farwell Group, we can send the will planning checklist. We're happy to do it.
Thank you, and I will have it on my website as well. Never too late to plan for a better outcome. I'm quoting Darren Farwell, 416-863-7501. Thank you, Darren, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you, Marilyn. All the best.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic gives us her weekly tip. Then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And our matchmaker, Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, will follow. And then we'll speak with Dr. Vivian Brown. So lots to follow, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, you know, we're probably cooking a lot more at home these days. So I wanted to touch on some handy tips on cooking oils and what we call smoke points. So using healthy, heat-stable cooking oils in everyday cooking can be a great way to add flavor and a dose of healthy fats to meals. But it's really important to understand which oils to use and really how to maximize the health benefits to limit any negative effects of heating up those oils. So what happens is when an oil is exposed to heat or light or even oxygen, the process of something called oxidation occurs. And heating fats and oils past what's called their smoke point when they're heated too high can lead to the production of harmful free radicals, which can actually cause damage to us on a cellular level. So some handy tips on cooking oils and smoke points. I have four of them. So, for example, for high-heat cooking, like sautéing and stir-frying, we want to choose things like avocado oil. And this actually has a high flash point or a high smoke point of about 500 degrees Fahrenheit. So great for stir-frying and high heating. For medium cooking, so things like baking or sauces, we want to choose extra virgin coconut oil because it has a smoke point of about 350 degrees Fahrenheit, a little bit lower. For low-heat cooking, like we can use grass-fed butter or olive oil, these are great options with smoke points of about 300 to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. And really we want to leave our extra virgin olive oil and hemp seed and flaxseed oil for dressings and sauces because they're so delicate and they really oxidize when they're heated up. So really consider these as finishing oils or dressings so that we don't heat them up at all.
Well, I just learned something because I always use the same oil. I just thought it was a matter of choice. That was an education in a couple of minutes. Thank you. If someone wants to talk to you about how they prepare healthy meals and control their weight and do the things naturally, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001, thornhillnaturopathic.ca, the website. If you want to deal with your health naturally, remember Dr. Betty Rosendahl and take down the number, 905-707-2001, a complimentary consultation just by making a call. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
When we keep asking people to speak louder or repeat what they've said, it's time to think about looking after our ears and having our hearing tested. When we have hearing aids that stay in our pockets longer than in our ears, it's time to think about having them assessed by an expert. Knowledge empowers us, and when it comes to hearing our best, no one is more able to help us than hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. You are correct. Hearing aids sitting in pockets, drawers, or when hearing aids are worn infrequently are not beneficial to anyone. If you or someone you know have hearing aids tucked away and are not being used, we can do one of two things for you. We can try and reset them and have them properly set up for you to use them successfully, or if they're simply too old, we can't get them working for you for some reason, we can recycle them and send them to a hearing aid refurbisher who uses the parts inside them in places like Haiti, where they don't have access to parts and manufacturers that we have here. Alternatively, if you're one of those people or know one of those people who like to pick and choose when and where to use their hearing aids, this is actually one of the worst things that you can do. The reason that it is that way is because life happens quickly, and rarely is there an opportunity to have things repeated. Also, the brain needs regular stimulation from all of our senses. If someone is inconsistent in wearing their hearing aids daily, this creates a sensory deprivation and will subject the brain to bursts of information, which is not normal and will result in early fatigue when you are in noisy situations for longer periods of time. We regularly meet new people who have purchased hearing aids from somewhere, and they come in to meet us and discuss their options with respect to their hearing aids. Often, we can change their hearing aid settings, and they become wonderfully successful with them. And sometimes we need to replace them with a new set, which then brings them much more success. Which brings me to my happy story for today. We met a gentleman by the name of Steve. Steve came to see us recently for a hearing test and discussion about his current hearing aids. We found out that he had purchased them about 9 years ago, but essentially stopped wearing them after the first year of owning them. He claimed that they felt like they were little to no help to him, regardless of how many visits he had with the place that sold them to him. So he put them aside and did nothing for 8 years. We tested his hearing and put a set of demo hearing aids in his ears, and he was absolutely amazed at the difference. He said that he had never got that sort of result when he put on the other ones in his ears. Steve is now a very happy person now that he can hear well. My advice to the listeners is don't be like Steve and wait years to take action. Time is our most valuable commodity, and we can never get it back.
Well, none of us need to suffer from sensory deprivation when we have you as our hearing instrument specialist. You give me examples week to week of how you're able to help people. So if you know someone who has hearing aids in their pockets or in a drawer, now's the time to think about doing what you can to make them work and so that they can hear their best. One call to Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, and it'll all be looked after. 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Edmund, thank you for your stories week to week. They definitely are incentive for people to think about their hearing and their hearing aids and to do something about it.
I thank you for the opportunity to share them.
Talk to you next week, and I look forward to your next happy story.
Sounds good.
When you want to meet someone new, sometimes you ask friends and relatives. Sometimes you log on to the internet. But if you've been there and done that, you may want to go back to the old-fashioned way of doing things, which might be the better way, working with a matchmaker. We have Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, who can explain and maybe give us a happy story to illustrate how matchmaking in 2022 works. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had an interesting call on Valentine's Day. It was from a gentleman by the name of Frank, and he, I didn't actually remember him because the last time I spoke to him was 20 years ago. So he had met his wife, Yvette, through the service. They have been married for 18 years, and he was telling me all about, meeting me those many years ago and what it was like and the fact that he'd only been with the service for 6 weeks. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Of course, don't get the idea that most people take 6 weeks because most people take more than that. But anyway, he was very happy and he'd seen my ad on the TV and he said, you know, I just wanted to give you a quick call to let you know that we're still together. And that was very nice. So a nice Valentine's treat for us. We're always busy at Valentine's Day, but it's nice to have someone call in and give us some nice news from the past as well.
Well, it's nice to have happy news and Frank and Yvette and 18 years of marriage with an introduction that just took 6 weeks. That's magic. So Cupid can do magic, but you're a realistic and you don't make promises you can't keep. If someone wants to talk to you and find out if matchmaking might work for them, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is call our office at 416-777-6302. If you're calling from outside the GTA area, we have a toll-free number, and it's on our website at mistyriverintros.com. It's always a good idea to check out our website. We have I write a lot of dating blogs for people who have questions about dating, and as well as you can look at interviews by actual people who have met through the service. There's some nice interviews on there. And give our office a call. We'd be happy to talk to you and set up a free consultation as well.
So if you're ready to meet someone new and you want a fresh start, Don't count on your friends and the internet. Count on our Cupid, Linda Miller, and her team at Misty River Introductions. The local number, 416-777-6302. That's 416-777-6302. Linda, thank you for sharing that story, and congratulations to Frank and Yvette for 18 years of happiness.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Talk again next week. Now we'll get our weekly healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. Then realtor Melanie Martin will give us her weekly tip for properties north of Toronto, followed by a conversation with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. Plus, we'll meet Anthony Quinn of CARP, and we'll learn about the value of the CARP chapters and the community it offers. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. I thought we'd talk a little bit about resilience. You know, COVID and the pandemic has been incredibly difficult for people, and yet some people are doing better than others, not just in terms of their physical health, but also in terms of their mental health. So let's look at some of the areas that you can do better and increase your ability to be resilient. And this is really important for brain health, and the Women's Brain Health Initiative is talking a lot about resilience as well. Well, one of the most important areas is to be socially connected. And Marilyn, you and I have talked about this before, but it means seeing friends, whether on Zoom or in person, maybe playing canasta or bridge. Getting connected with your friends is really important. Sometimes that means going out of your comfort level to try something new. And the second area is to help others. When you do something to help somebody else, it actually benefits you more than them, which I think is something we know intuitively, but we always, always need to hear it again. We also know that maintaining a daily routine, a schedule, going to bed at the same time, getting up at the same time, eating properly, is really important for your physical health and your mental health. It helps keep you on track. We also know and we think that it's really important that sometimes you take a break to reflect on where you are and what you're doing. It's a matter of being self-aware that is helpful and will help you feel stronger. And then there's the basic self-care, you know, being aware of how you're doing, taking care of yourself, making that extra effort to do the right thing for yourself, not just for someone else. So when we look at resilience, it's making social connections, helping others, maintaining a daily routine, taking a break to reflect on your health and your wellness, and basic self-care. And that's what Women's Brain Health is talking about in terms of your emotional resilience, but also your brain health. So those are the first five areas that I wanted to share with you, and we'll talk more about this next time.
That's very useful advice in clear language, and it really is what your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, does. It helps us to have a vibrant, happy, and strong life as we age. And I have the signed copies at my store, Maryland's. I'm happy to take orders and ship them. But I know that there's also a link now from your website so that people can order directly from drvivianbrown.com. The link is also on my website, marylands.ca. So whether you order it online, and Amazon does have it, or you call me at 416-504-6777, you'll get clear, useful advice, and I believe every woman will thank you, Dr. Brown, the New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. And thanks for this information, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Me too, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
When our mind takes us to country settings and we wish we had a place outside the city to call our own, we need someone to help guide us so we can find our dream cottage or home, someone who knows what's on the market and the value of properties north of Toronto. Fortunately, From a Woman's Perspective has realtor Melanie Martin, and she's here now with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, you know I'm always on the hunt for you. And I like to look at properties and say, is this going to be good value for my buyers? We know that the market is a little bit crazy right now, so I try to find little gems. And what I've found is a property that's a nice little bungalow. It's a bit of a plain Jane, but I think with a little bit of dress up, it'll be wonderful. But the main thing here is it's only a block from the beach of Lake Simcoe. There's a dog park. There's a child's park. There's close to schools. You're just on the cusp of Orillia. So what's that? Just over an hour out of the city. So I think this is going to be perfect for someone that wants that little cottagey getaway, but it's also a year-round home. And this home is about 1,000 square feet, so it's not huge, but the lot is 52 by 125. And it is, as I say, close to the lake. But the benefit here, too, is that this little place has a basement. You often don't find that when you see the little properties close to the lake. But I'm going to tell you the big thing I liked about this property was the price. It's only $499,000.
$499,000? That's unbelievable. Compared to Toronto prices, it is more than unbelievable. My jaw dropped. So a two-bedroom small bungalow that's attractive, 52 by 125 lot, a block from the beach parks in Lake Simcoe, and near Orillia, and just an hour or just over an hour from Toronto, and a price that is unbelievable. If someone wants to see this property, can you send it to them virtually?
Yes, I can. It has quite a few little pictures there, so you'll be able to sort of shop before you pop up here.
And if someone wants to talk to you about what their dream is and how they envision themselves in the country, how do we reach you?
Yes, do call me anytime at the 1-800-357-4193.
Your money has more power north of Toronto, and even more power than that because it's fueled by Melanie Martin, who is an expert in real estate and property north of Toronto. Melanie, you amaze me, and I look forward to hearing your next deal if you can come up with one next week.
Oh, I will. I'm always on the hunt for my buyers.
Thanks again, Melanie, and bye for now.
Thank you, Marilyn. Have a great week.
When we're home more, as we are now, we think more about our spaces and our relationships. And when we seek to find balance and create harmony in our lives, we can do so, surprisingly, with feng shui. To explain how to add light to our lives and take charge of all the spaces we occupy, Catherine Wilking, our feng shui coach, joins us now. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Marilyn, and good morning, everyone. I'm going to comment on Marilyn's opening today. The search for knowledge does create a space to move forwards through our troubles and, of course, through the ages. In fact, I have a story for you. Way back in ancient times and probably many times over the centuries, people have tried to figure out the meaning of life and why some people seem to have more luck than others. And one study in China thousands of years ago, identified these three ways to change your luck in life. And I just love this, and I want to share this with you. The first one is to do good deeds for others, because compassion goes a long way to build relationships. And the second is education. That's right. We don't all need to be lawyers, but embracing knowledge, keeping an open mind, and asking questions are the best ways to stay sharp and informed. And the third one, you wouldn't believe, is feng shui. No kidding. Feng shui is all about the ethics, living a clean and healthy lifestyle, live in harmony with the planet, and also extend a hand to help the next generation move forward and prosper. So you're in luck today, as I am a feng shui coach. And many of my clients are amazed that just by moving a few items, cleaning up an auspicious area can open up a whole new life for them. And so your feng shui tip today is become a lifetime learner. I do have a free e-booklet to help you get started, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. And you can find this on my site, katherinewilking.com. I do have classes, private sessions at home offices to help you shift out of this hibernation and into spring, where you can begin to grow and live again. And as a bonus, now that the restrictions are lifting, I have lively talks that may be of interest to you and your groups. So let's have a chat and see if we all can have a feng shui day and prosper together. Visit my site or call me, and I'd love to hear from you. 905-599-2600. 9-3.
Katherine, it sounds like feng shui can change anyone's life. And to change luck, wow, everyone wants to open their windows and doors to the future. Who would think that feng shui could do all of that? And since you teach classes on this, you open people's minds to the possibilities. I advocate people take classes on Zoom with you and learn about feng shui. It will open their eyes to possibilities and definitely add light to their lives. The number 905-599-2693. The link to your website, Katherine with a K, Wilking.com, is on marylins.ca. And I would love to have access to your booklet. I enjoyed the Valentine booklet, and I'm looking forward to learning about qi and making it better in my life, bringing luck to my life. Thank you for sharing, Katherine, and I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thanks, Marilyn. Together, we can all make the world a better place.
With people like you in it and the ideas of feng shui, I think that you're right, and I believe that too.
Amen. I'll see you next week.
Now, Anthony Quinn, CARP's Chief Community Officer, joins us so we can learn more about CARP's community work, its chapters, benefits, and more. Good morning, Anthony, and welcome to From a Woman's Perspective.
Hi, Marilyn. Nice to be with you today.
I was really looking forward to your visit because I've really been an advocate in CARP, and that's what made me join. But I learned that there was all sorts of other stuff going on and that you know about it. So tell us about the CARP community.
Well, thanks, Marilyn. What we do to describe CARP is we say it's as easy as A, B, C. A is the advocacy that you were talking about. B are the benefits that members can receive and discounts and savings on products that we offer to them through our benefit partners. And C is my ballywick. That's the community. And the chapters, the network of volunteers across Canada who do a little bit more than carry around a CARP membership in their wallet, but they get actively engaged in meetings and events and local advocacy and help us at CARP spread that advocacy word to local politicians and decision makers. You know, if I or my colleagues at the CARP National Office have an important advocacy message and we call them from the office in Toronto, we might get a great meeting with them and they'll take our words back to their leaders. But when we have our chapter volunteers calling their own MPPs and their MPs across the country and saying, on behalf of the several thousand CARP members in our little area, we'd like to speak to you about something important like long-term care homes or home care or the healthcare system. And that really gets the attention of the political decision makers and is the strength of CARP's grassroots membership.
So basically you're saying that the volunteers and the community efforts widen the scope of the voice of CARP to individual politicians. So it has power and it helps us get things done.
It does. And the volunteers are also the eyes and ears for our national office. So they're the ones who report back to us. What's the issues on the ground? What's happening in your community? Where are the deficits? What things need to be improved on behalf of members in our demographic? So they also report back to us and let us know what's happening right across the country.
So I guess the next question would be, if I'm in CARP already, how do I become part of this network of volunteers?
Well, we're always welcoming help in our chapter network. We have chapters right across the country. I believe there's 27 right now. And if one of your listeners is interested in getting involved, please do contact me by email. It's community@carp.ca, and or call us at our head office. And the opportunity really is to put that CARP membership to work in your community and make positive changes that will help not only those in your community, but our entire demographic as we're aging.
So community@carp.ca. I'll put that link on my website, marylins.ca. And aside from that, what's happening in the community? Are there activities we can be involved in, or do you just want us to work?
Well, Marilyn, we've gone from a in-person model during the pandemic to a hybrid and sometimes only virtual model. So the meetings right now are happening by Zoom for the most part. Some chapters around the country have managed to, within the public health guidelines, have some in-person meetings. So once you are you're a CARP member and get in, and interested in getting involved in the chapters, they'll reach out to you. You automatically fall into the catchment area of your local chapter based on your postal code. So if you live in Toronto, you'd be a member of the Toronto chapter. If you're in Mississauga, you're a member of the Mississauga chapter. And once you're a CARP member, the chapter volunteers that exist right now reach out to you, invite you to participate in the meetings and events, and hopefully you'll get involved as well.
Well, you don't have to hope. I'm definitely involved and going to get more involved. I will volunteer. And if anyone's interested in joining CARP, so we have a bigger voice, a more powerful voice than an individual one, just log on to carp.ca/Marylin. That's Marylin. And then you can join me and the 330,000 other members of CARP. Together, we are better, we are stronger, and we can accomplish an awful lot. Anthony, I hope you'll join us and update us on what's happening with CARP soon again.
Look forward to it. Thanks again, Marilyn.
Bye-bye. After a couple of short messages, I'll return as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and speak with Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. We've all heard statements about the importance of a good first impression. It used to be said that it took just 10 seconds to create a first impression. But if you read the book Blink, The Power of Thinking Without Thinking by Malcolm Gladwell, you'll know that you create a memorable first impression in just the time it takes to blink. Since you never get a second chance to create a first impression, here is some food for thought with two happy stories. My mother, Polis, was a survivor of Auschwitz. She was an amazing woman. No matter how long her day or how she felt, she always got up, bathed, dressed, put on her lipstick and blush, combed her hair, and went on with her day. She told me that in Auschwitz, she got up before the roster count and went to the water pump and washed. She felt by looking after herself, she stayed clean and averted typhus and contributed to how she presented herself so that she was selected to serve food in the kitchens. As a result, she was able to eat and steal food for others in her barrack and survive the war. She always told me to respect myself and regardless of what a day brought, to keep myself together. Her exact words at my dad's funeral were, "Marilyn, don't make a mess of yourself. Keep yourself together." I have taken her advice and followed her example and have always pulled myself together and dressed well and shown others how to look their best as well. Voila, the wardrobe doctor. It's my belief that when you pull your look together, you're communicating, sending a message to others. And when you do so, you welcome others and speak to them without words. Yes, our personal grooming and what we wear creates a first impression. It also helps us speak without words. Add a smile and a friendly demeanor, and we open ourselves to share ourselves and have opportunities to connect with others. We create a positive impression, and as we know, we get no second chance to create a good first impression. To anyone who doubts Gladwell's statement of how we create an impression in the time it takes to blink, know that I've tested this theory. I was teaching in a class, and it was full, standing room only at the back. A young woman was late, and in a flash, knocked at the door, opened it, and ran immediately to the back of the classroom. It took a matter of seconds. I stopped and asked the class what they remembered about this person who flashed by them so as not to interrupt. They accurately described 21 things about this young woman, definitely proving to me that everyone creates an impression and it doesn't take long. It can be done in a blink. And our messages are conveyed by our appearance without words. Now in these COVID times, some have found it difficult to cope, to pull themselves together. To any who find themselves not having the desire to dress or pull themselves together, no, we're all going through this COVID time and it is difficult. We can get through it. We need to think, to plan, and to make the most of each day. Don't make a mess of ourselves. Rather, organize our closets, respect ourselves, determine who we are, and express our authentic selves to all who meet us. Our reward will be smiles returned, thoughts shared, and bonds created. It's possible to look good, feel better, and live well. As Marilyn Weston, the wardrobe doctor, I will gladly help anyone organize the clothes they have in their closet and help them pull their best look together to make a wardrobe that speaks for them without words and create a fabulous first impression. If you wish to do this, all you need to do is call me at 416-504-6777. That's a direct number. We can talk, we can set a date and time, and I'll be your personal stylist. I look forward to your call and to getting started. Next, after a few short messages, Christine, the health coach, will join us, and then Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile will share a happy story. So lots more to come, all of it, from a woman's perspective, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Strength and power training for older adults.
studies attest that strength training, as well as aerobic exercise, can help you manage and sometimes prevent conditions such as varices, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, and osteoporosis. It can also protect vitality, making everyday tasks more enjoyable. When it comes to exercise, strength training rarely gets the attention it deserves. The fact is, strength training is equally important to aerobics. It's often overshadowed by aerobic exercise, the kind that makes your heart beat faster and your lungs work harder. The cardiovascular benefits of aerobic exercise can add years to your life. Strength training can make those years fuller and more rewarding. By conditioning your muscles, strength training gives you the power and agility you need to stay fit, active, and independent. It protects your ability to do everyday tasks and many of the things you love to do. It's never too late. Now is the time to get started. So call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristinaHealthCoach.com.
416-809-4084. Christine is my health coach, and I've never been stronger, more coordinated, or really lively, and I really thank Christine for all of it. And I think it's an experience you'll enjoy. So have a conversation with Christine. Find out what the health coach can do for you to make your life better and healthier. 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
When we think about downsizing or moving, a person who takes the stress out of any move, saves you money, time, and energy is a treasure. And we have one on the From a Woman's Perspective team of experts, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. And happy Family Day weekend to all of our listeners. It's still a strange time for families who in some cases remain divided on the best thing to do now that restrictions are lifting. Over the last few months and weeks, we've witnessed more polarization than ever before. And I read a recent survey that found that more than 31% of respondents had reduced contact with a friend or family member over the past year because of differing views or opinions. Almost 94% of those who had reduced contact said the split was caused by opinions about COVID. I found this sad, although not surprising. As someone with a background in mental health support and crisis intervention, I urge you to find what you can agree on and build from there. As many of our older clients will attest, life is short, and a little less fighting is a good thing. More things are opening up, the days are getting longer, and spring is coming, if not quite as soon as we would like. Most of us, when pressed, can find something in our lives to feel grateful for and hopeful about. We need more of that pragmatic optimism right now, and anything we can do to generate more smiles for ourselves and those around us. My happy story this week is about a couple who we've been working with on and off for the last couple of months. They had made a decision to downsize from their large house to a condo, and we recently successfully completed their seamless transition. Carl and Elaine are delighted with everything we did to make their lives simpler. We worked with them to space plan and downsize so they wouldn't be moving things to their condo that were no longer serving their existing needs. Our dream team professionally did all their packing in one day, oversaw their move with a reputable moving company the next day, and brought their well-loved packing team back to unpack, organize, and install their art the day after the move.
All their packing supplies were removed from the condo, a couple more items donated, and now they're happily settling in and looking forward to their long-awaited vacation to visit Elaine's sister in Phoenix. They postponed that trip earlier due to COVID. We were happy to help Carl and Elaine, and they're so glad they didn't try to tackle their move on their own. Peace of mind's important to these two, and they didn't want to burden each other or their family unnecessarily. Family Day this year is when they plan to celebrate together with no mess, no stress, and plenty of smiles to go around.
Well, you always lessen the stress, but your knowledge and how to save money and do things efficiently are priceless. If someone wants to talk to you about their future thoughts about moving and downsizing, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Call Lori Bell. Have a conversation. She'll give you lots to think about, and then you can make an informed decision. Thanks, Lori. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
My pleasure. Have a great week, Marilyn.
You too. Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. February does give us many days to celebrate, to open our hearts and minds so we can live well each day. As February 22nd approaches, World Thinking Day, we can be aware of our world and the cultures and countries that fill it. And also, we can resolve to open our mind and use it. Let's think before we speak. Let's think before we act. And use both our heart and mind each day to live our best and move on an enlightened path to our own futures. We don't know what we don't know. The knowledge you need is available to you. All you need to do is speak up. Share whatever is bothering you. Ask the questions you want answered and then listen. Consider the advice or information and then do what feels right and is reasonable to you. Sometimes one new thought will be the seed you need to grow your dream into a reality. So don't live only with your thoughts, talking only to yourself. Invite others to share your ideas and hear what they say. Benefit from their experience and knowledge, and know the joy of taking action when your heart and mind are one. Be confident that you're doing what's right for you. The From a Woman's Perspective team will gladly speak with you, listen to your problems and questions, and do the best we can to help you find your best solutions. Just log on to marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Click on Radio Sponsor Expert List, and there you'll see our contact information. Then reach out to any or all of us, or just simply call me personally at 416-504-6777. It's always easier to carry a burden when you share it with others. Do plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8 here on Zoomer Radio, when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective. Stay safe, be well, take care, and use your heart and brain combo. You won't regret it. Bye for now, until we speak again.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to me.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.